Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome. Good day. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Imagine giving a voice to your passion, and the world will hear you. But I digress. Today's show, In the Line of Fire, Female Firefighters of California. And if you listen to yesterday's show, it was Saudi Arabia that our women are finally able to drive. What is going on in this world? But let me bring it closer to home right now. The title of today's topic is In the Line of Fire. Now, this is all by choice. For less than $2 an hour, the female inmate firefighters of California work their bodies to the breaking point. Sometimes they even risk their lives. Hey, what about you? The thought for the day. Oh, yes. I'll get back to In the Line of Fire. But I want you to hear what Science of Mind has to say about the power of you. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. Louise Hay, Google her. She was absolutely excellent. She passed away. May she rest in divine heavenly peace. And I'm quoting her. She said, I choose to make the rest of my life the best of my life. And Ernest Holmes said, the creator of the Science of Mind, the demonstration made through the law is merely the logical outcome of a consciousness acquired through spirit. We work in mind. We live in mind. We work in mind. And the only equipment needed is thought. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. By the way, you could contact me by email, kathistudio@sbcglobal.net, C-A-T-H-I, studio@sbcglobal.net. And do log on to my website, simplyageless.net, and kathywatsonspeaks.com. And remember to click on all of the buttons and remember the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. It's an original. Wait till you hear Roger Plummer's voice. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs, and Shakespeare. We love being on the stage. We resonate. And when we're performing, I have to tell you, we are so lost into what we're doing that the world could come to an end and we wouldn't know it because we're giving a voice to our passion. And I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. I choose, and this is my mantra, all day long, to make the rest of my life the best of my life. Now, here's the reality, darlings. Sit quietly and just hear my voice. You have to learn your own particular lessons in life. No one can do that for you. It's what you came here to receive. I'm going to repeat that. Stay centered. You have to learn your own particular lessons in life. No one can do that for you. It's what you came here to receive. You can receive those lessons while struggling or while prospering. You know what? The universe really doesn't care how you get them. There is nothing narcissistic about the support you give yourself. You're giving yourself this support to remain a vibrant and well-adjusted conduit for the spirit. And what we're talking about, the spirit, what you think about comes about. What you put out there immediately comes back to you, your universal power. If you want to create prosperity, it's imperative, darling, that you are at the helm in your life. If your main strategy for prosperity is based on winning the lottery, an inheritance, or a lawsuit, you've given away the control to some outside nebulous forces. Do you have any idea what contributions you could make to humanity if you were at peace with your finances and therefore at peace with your source? Comes when you aren't looking for a windfall from heaven, but rather from knowing your world is the logical outcome of a consciousness acquired through spirit, your higher power. No one rises higher than their consciousness. So life continues to give you the opportunities to learn at a higher level. A prospering consciousness of peace comes from knowing God is your source. And you are one with that no matter what stage of learning you are in. When this happens, you will have taken the helm to create the rest of your life as the best of your life. How is your life going? I'm really curious, how is your life going? Do you choose to make the rest of your life the best of your life? Choices. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. What are your choices today? I know I'm digressing, but I'm just looking at my article on the female firefighters of California. It is truly unimaginable. So look how we have circled the world, darlings, in the line of fire, from Saudi Arabia to California. Unimaginable. Are you willing to take the risk? Hey, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Law Talk Radio, the world's largest social network. And by the way, darlings, the show is archived. After the show is over with, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on November 2nd, and type in the line of fire, or just scroll down. These are true stories. Absolute true stories. Now, yesterday we did Saudi Arabia. And today we're in California. Tomorrow we're going to cover a true story in Syria. And all of the stories are nonfiction. And of course, you know they are archived, so you could hear it again. Now, I digress, but for a moment, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to ask you, do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. You don't have to be a consummate professional. You could be a stay-at-home mom and dad, a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a business owner. But I ask you, does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? And you know that my mission and passion is to change, redefine the concept, the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Who said that you can't be sexy, simply sensational, and handsome beyond age 50 and 60? And I think you all know that I am a simply ageless octogenarian fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. This is why I gave a voice to my passion. It's a call to action. The new aging paradigm redefines it. You know, we are living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life has eluded so many. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. And it's all in my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. Just learn my easy methods and techniques. They're all natural. And they're going to literally may change your life. I give no guarantees because it is totally up to you. And when I'm talking about the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, oh, what's in it for me, Kathy? How long does it take? What does it cost? And where is the proof? The cost is it's an ebook or a soft copy. And it will, if you choose to change your thinking, it will change your life. Ebook, or you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And darlings, if any of you have a comment about any of the shows or even today's show, please email Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, studio, at sbcglobal.net. You see, I'm giving a voice to my passion. Internet radio is a powerful marketing tool. It's exploding. So you're probably asking, Kathy, how does it serve me? Well, I'm going to tell you. First of all, you and I have to get acquainted. Then I'll decide, Michmo Devandit, that means we're going to talk, and I'll see if you resonate, if what you have to say is going to help not only your world, but the universe. And then we pick a day and a time, and we go through a rehearsal. I become your outside advocate. Now, your show will have absolutely no commercials at all. So once we're on the air, it's archived. I send you the link. Then you email the link to your email. By the push of the button, you're going to circle the world. You invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally. And in minutes, your show will circle the world. Can you believe that? It will circle the world. So, it's your choice. Don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. Now, I've just been inspired to share with you. Y'all know, not only am I a very popular talk show host and producer, I'm a performance artist. I love performing. I love the stage. And I am introducing a new genre, a live stage theater, through A.R. Garney's Love Letters. Now, it's a marvelous fundraiser. Now, I star as Melissa, and we're looking for a very powerful Andy. No memorization. We read love letters to each other that spans 50 years. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll embrace it, and you'll resonate with it. So if any of you, doesn't matter, my bag is packed. I will travel the world. I will perform in any country, of course, with the right conditions and the right male star. He has to be a gentleman over the age of 60, and his name has to be a draw. It has to be a draw. So, you know how to get in touch with me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And if you have any comments about today's show, email me. However, did you know that Life with Kathy has sponsors? That you could have a full half-hour show where you're the star, or you could have a 30-second or 60-second commercial in my voice. And I want you to be part of the energy that the brotherhood and sisterhood of ironworkers and impact, they're feeling that energy right now. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better, stronger, informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? But, darlings, you have to qualify. So log on ironworkers.org. They are the Dom Perignon of the trades, not only in America, but in Canada. So you see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure that I illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Their work, buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. And it's all dramatized in the CD. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. And I pay homage to the strength and the creativity of the ironworker and the athleticism of the male dancer in Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. And you could get the CD. The running time is about 6 minutes. And I open with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Bovivant of Wire Arts Sculpture and Leatherworks. Iron Age. They're unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. Hand-built, made one at a time, one of a kind. if you want to find out, you know, gift giving is coming, and don't you want to give something a little different? Oh, this is so creative. The Beau Vivant created a violin out of wire. It's spectacular. Do you want to find out more? Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir Views. We've already discussed that. Looks do matter. Come on. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Now, the book is only available by contacting kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, ebook, or a hard soft copy. Right now, look in the mirror. What are you thinking? Are your thoughts PEP or TNT? Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain. Our body and brain don't age and become decrepit. We do by our choices. What are you thinking? Your choices come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Her book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Hey, did you all know that home-based businesses are exploding? I had mine when I was 25, Hats by Kathy. It is a marvelous opportunity to invest in you, your passion, without investing huge capital. But you need the formula. You know, when I'm on board ship as speaker on international cruise ships, I'm confident that the pilot, the captain, knows just exactly where he's going, how long it's going to take for us to get there, and it's interesting to know, it's comforting to know that he's so competent. So, yeah, you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I want to be the CEO of my business, so I'll start it tomorrow. Well, where's the blueprint? Would you build a house without an architect, without a blueprint? I love home-based businesses. Number one, you don't invest huge capital, but you do need my formula. And it's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in you. I did. I piqued your interest. Oh, I hope I did. You know how to get in touch with me. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. And now remember, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio in the Line of Fire. And you can hear the show. It's archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on November 2nd. And the topic is In the Line of Fire. My dears, this is so unimaginable. So heroic. These women, 250 of them, female firefighters of California, for $2 an hour. The female inmate firefighters of California work their bodies to the breaking point, risking their lives. How heroic are you? When fighting a fire, the female inmates, there are about 250 of them, wear helmets and yellow fire retardant suits. Yellow handkerchiefs cover their mouths and neck. Can you do this? Each woman carries 50 pounds of equipment in her backpack. Gloves, flares, fuel, food, full water bottles, safety, and medical gear, and an emergency shelter in case they were surrounded by flames. Plus carrying a chainsaw. Hey, how heroic you. Now, in the line of fire, any number of things could quickly go wrong. A slight wind shift, the falling of a burning tree, and the fire would just jump the brake. How heroic are you? In the line of fire. Now, I have to remind you that yesterday we did the Saudi Arabia, and then we traversed the world, the universe. We're now in California. California's inmate firefighters choose to take part in the grinding and dangerous work they do, and they get paid for it, though not that much, I told you. $2 an hour. But they have to pass a fitness test before they can qualify for fire camps. But once they are accepted into a camp, the training they receive, which often lasts as little as 3 weeks, is significantly less than the 3-year apprenticeship that full-time civilian firefighters get. Now imagine you're in jail and you're a female and you want to be part of the campfires and the line of fire. You're only going to get 3 weeks of training. And yet, if you're a firefighter in the civilian world, it's a 3-year apprenticeship. Now, this is rather interesting. This is why I love to give a voice to my passion. Inmate labor in California goes back to the mid-19th century. And the earliest official state prison, located on Wamban, W-A-B-A-N, a 268-ton ship, prisoners slept on deck at night and spent their days building San Quentin, the state's first permanent prison. By 1923, California's road crews, made up of inmates who worked on highway construction, were receiving wages, low wages, for their labor. But what about the women, $2 an hour? And this is interesting. During World War II, California turns its prisons into factories for the military industry and moved inmates into the temporary forestry camps of the Civilian Conservation Corps. Excuse me. A public work relief program created during the Depression. What about you? If you're in prison and they have that available, would you work? Would you become part of it? Can you imagine a woman carrying 50 pounds of equipment? But darlings, is it worth being in jail? Huh? The quality of life served is so much better than that in most correctional facilities. You see it on the women's faces. They're heroic. They are willing to give back. They're willing to risk their lives. Are you willing to risk it all? Look in the mirror. Ask yourself, in what line of fire would you reign supreme? Female firefighters of California, you make me proud. Even though you're working your bodies to the breaking point. Hey, you don't have to exercise. You're getting all the exercise there out in the field. Until tomorrow, dream or dance. Stay happy. Au revoir.